It is October 24th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. MIAX, or Miami International Holdings, announced the acquisition of Dorman Trading, a full-service futures commission merchant. This gives the aggressive exchange company an FCM to be able to deal directly with customers should the market model pivot in that direction, influenced by the FTX's and others' moves. The Financial Times published a special report, FTMN, Fixed Income. The description of the report is, many asset managers have been caught off guard by the unpredictability of continuing global market ructions. Some are battening down the hatches while others sense opportunity. Plus, China fails to stem bond outflows as property woes persist. DePaul University's 9th Annual Cyber Risk Conference, titled Weathering the Storm of Disruption, will be held on Tuesday, November 29, 2022, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. CST at the DePaul University Loop Campus, DePaul Center, 1 East Jackson Boulevard, 8th Floor Conference Center, Room 8005. The cost to attend is $149.99, and you can register with a link in today's newsletter. According to a Financial Times story, retail investors are, quote, nursing steep losses this year, unquote, as their personal portfolios fell 44% between early January and October 18th, according to data compiled by JPMorgan Chase. I don't feel so bad now. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month 2022. Today is the start of Diwali. Tradier is holding an option summit in partnership with the SIBO on October 26, 2022 from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. IMC is holding a female talent program from January 23rd to 27th, 2023. It's a chance to learn more about IMC in the world of algorithmic trading and advanced technology. You can learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. I have some unusual sporting news. The York Community High School football team of Elmhurst, Illinois, completed its first undefeated regular season with a record of 9-0 for the first time in its over 102-year history. This is the high school all of my children attended, though none of them played football. The closest one came was Cad, who marched in the band and played the flute in the half times of the game. My alma mater, Glenbrook South High School, completed its regular season of football for the varsity team with a record of 8-1. And then there are the Purdue Boilermakers, who have a record of 0-8 the week that Taylor Swift drops a new song out. The Boilers lost to Wisconsin this last weekend, making it 0-8. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki education short of the day is Talo Drawn, Futures Industry AI and Machine Learning. Recent advancements in technology led to a monstrous spike in trades and trade messaging. Meanwhile, new regulations are requiring banks, broker-dealers, and future commission merchants to not only store all this data, but also to conduct surveillance for trade infractions such as spoofing, layering, or banging the close. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from MIAX. Miami International Holdings announces acquisition of Dorman Trading, a full-service FCM. Miami International Holdings, Inc., owner of Miami International Securities Exchange, LLC, MyX Pearl LLC, MyX Emerald LLC, Minneapolis Grain Exchange LLC, and the Bermuda Stock Exchange today announced that it's completed the acquisition of Dorman Trading LLC, a full-service futures commission merchant, FCM, registered with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC. Dorman Trading is a Chicago-based FCM providing execution and clearing services for introducing brokers, retail customers, institutional clients, and professional traders. Over the past two decades, Dorman Trading has pivoted from primarily a floor clearing business to one focused on clearing electronic trading. My comment: this complicates the FCM market a bit. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Chicago finances Wind City first Fitch upgrade in a decade. Better pension funding, sound revenues prompted Fitch move. The Chicago financial turnaround is now, CFO Bennett says. Chicago won its first upgrade from Fitch Ratings, Inc. in more than a decade, a sign that the Windy City is finally starting to turn its beleaguered finances around. Fitch boosted Chicago's debt ratings to two notches above junk on Friday, citing the city's improved financial position and increased payments into its pensions. It also held a positive outlook, suggesting that more upgrades could come in the next year or two, Lori Lightfoot's office said in a statement. My comment: it's not all bad news out of Chicago. Here's a story. This was a press release from Purdue University. The giant leap from lab to market, Purdue again among international leaders in patents received at number 6. Regenerating fractured bones, analyzing crop sustainability and moisture in soil, developing a system to simulate breastfeeding, attaching soft tissue to an implant. How big are the research ideas in Purdue University laboratories? Big enough that the university is once again in rare air internationally and a standard bearer among peers. In 2021, Purdue Research Foundation received 169 patents, placing it first in both the state of Indiana and the Big Ten, and again, 6th internationally. My comment: Purdue is a place where you can dream big things up, make big things, and then turn them into a business. Here's a story from Reuters. Ukraine urges global ban on Russia's RT over presenters' call to drown children. Ukraine branded the Russian state-controlled broadcaster RT as an inciter of genocide on Sunday after a presenter said Ukrainian children who saw Russians as occupiers under the Soviet Union should have been drowned. Within hours, Margarita Simonyan, the channel's editor-in-chief, said she has suspended the presenter, Anton Krasovsky, because of his disgusting comments, adding that no one at RT shared his views. In his show broadcast last week, Krasovsky said children who criticized Russia should have been, quote, thrown straight into a river with a strong current, unquote. My comment: I never understood why people took RT seriously and appeared on its programs. It is showing its true colors during this current conflict. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was FIA's FIA announces 10 startups selected for 2022 Innovators Pavilion. Second was the CFTC. CFTC launches new Commitments of Trader reports. Third was the financial infrastructure industry needs a new playbook, subtitled The Golden Era is Over, from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from Bloomberg. How Cold War II could turn into World War III. History shows that nothing causes fiscal and monetary instability quite like multiple big, long conflicts. A large proportion of the world's top tourist destinations are the remains of dead empires. A week of sightseeing with my younger children in Italy reminded me of this. The city of Rome was the capital of an empire that at its height stretched from Britannia to Babylonia. The city of Venice once ruled a realm that extended across what are now Albania, Croatia, Cyprus, Greece, Montenegro, and Slovenia. To walk the mountains of the most serene city and the eternal city is at once inspiring and melancholy. Like Edward Gibbon, I sat musing amid the ruins of the capital, but musing about the decline and fall of other empires. Here's another story. This one also from Bloomberg. UK prosecutors implicate 11 Glencore employees in bribery probe. As many as 11 Glencore PLC employees could be under investigation by UK prosecutors as the company prepares to be sentenced for bribery across five African countries, prosecutors said. The Glencore staff are implicated in a case summary detailing how the commodities giant paid out more than $28 million in bribes. Alexander Healy, a lawyer for Sirius Fraud Office, said in a London court Monday, the investigation makes allegations of serious criminality against those individuals. And another story, also from Bloomberg. New ESG fund numbers plunge as regulators probe for greenwashing. The number of new ESG funds is plummeting as asset managers put the brakes on repurposing existing products amid increased regulatory scrutiny. Reclassifications of funds claiming to target environmental, social, or governance goals have fallen 84% compared with a year ago, led by a slowdown in Europe, according to data compiled by Jefferies. New ESG funds built from scratch fell over 60% for the same period, marking the first time repurposing hasn't led industry growth. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.